100.3 Waterloo Radio.
Woo! Yeah!
All right, you've tuned into the Mono A Mono Show here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono A Mono!
I'm DJ Avrock.
And I'm DJ Steel.
And we are broadcasting to you from 108 King Street North in Waterloo, Ontario, Canada, directly across the street from a place that you can buy warm liquids that are tasty, but we can't say their name.
And then you can put those... Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, I know what you're talking about now.
our frequency is 100.3 on your FM dial. CKMS is our official call sign. The official name of the radio station is Mono A Mono Radio Station.
That's right, and tonight, not only... did we do the Amazing Race recap? Not only did we do some past feature bands, not only did we air episode 6, part A of the Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff, but we're getting into a battle in the last 40 minutes of the show right
here. We're going to power through a battle here. Now, so what we do here on the Mono A Mono Show, real quick, each week we have a theme. We pick songs based upon that theme, go back and forth and battle it out here in the confines of the Sound FM studio. And then at the end of the show, our trusted Mono amigos and listeners go to www.monoamonoradio.com and vote for whichever DJ's selections they liked the best.
That's right. Now,
gotta get that right.
Yeah. Now, this week's theme comes from, in the past little while, a friend of ours was looking into tattoo parlors in the city to get a new tattoo.
And I am actually looking at getting a tattoo in the very near future.
Well, see, and so they were scoping out a bunch of different places. Places, you know, some places, no, we won't do those. Nah, we can't do that. Whatever. All these different things. But there happened to be a light at the end of the tunnel. A tattoo parlor right here in this nice town of Uptown Waterloo. Called Mom's Tattoos, right on King Street.
That's right.
Right across, right across from the comic book shop.
Yes.
Right near down Carry the alley.
Near down the alley.
A damn good tattoo parlor. So anyways, they end up doing this tattoo for this guy. They fit him in, they get him a good schedule, everything. He gets it done, and it turns out great. And so that's where the battle comes from. Tonight's battle.
We
want
to give some props to a local business, Mom's Tattoo Parlor, as well as
battling
celebrate tattoos.
Yeah. So what we're going with this week is bands where we know members have tattoos on them.
This should be difficult because there are, I think the number of artists that have tattoos are very few and far between.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I struggled with this.
All right. Well.
Okay.
Yeah, let's rock, scissors, paper it up to see who goes first.
All right.
One, two, three, paper! Yeah!
I'm going to go first.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Changing it
Unprecedented.
Up tonight.
Unprecedented.
I already wrote my name first, but okay.
Yeah. Well, you didn't think that I knew what I was going to do.
No.
So, the artist that I'm going to pick is actually, I think, possibly the person that you're referring to.
Oh, yeah?
Was it the lead singer of Cyanide Kiss that you're talking about?
I was going to play one
Incredible.
Of those,
Incredible.
You know what's crazy, too, is every member of Cyanide Kiss has a tattoo. Now, I know that their bassist has some type of tattoo.
Yeah.
And their keyboardist has the Sailor Anchor tattoo on his bicep. And the drummer... during one show, I don't know if you were at the show with me, when he mooned the crowd, he has...
A W on each cheek?
He might have that now, but I was going to say he had the kiss mark on his cheek.
Right.
So each member of this band has at least one tattoo.
That's correct. And then the lead singer, of course, has a... he's very religious and has a cross on his wrist.
Oh, yeah.
And then I know he was looking to get a tattoo that kind of, you know, solidified and symbolized the union that he has with his beloved wife.
Oh.
And so he wanted to get that permanently etched on his body.
Wow.
So I'm going to play a classic Cyanide Kiss song.
All right.
From their album Here, their second album Here. And the song is called Led Astray.
Wow.
Here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono a Mono. Go. Some Led Astray by Cyanide Kiss.
Yeah, they were damn good.
They were.
Yeah.
I hope they get back together.
I wonder, now, especially their bass player wasn't so into getting tatted up that if they ever came back, you may not recognize him. He may have so many tats.
Yeah. I hear he's going to get tatted all over his face, too.
Whoa, like the teardrop?
No, probably not that.
Oh.
I think maybe his name across his forehead.
Wow. In case he forgets.
Yep.
In backwards, so when he looks in the mirror. All right. Another good one on our mom's tattoo battle.
Let's see, what do you got to follow that up? Yo.
On an episode of LA Inc.,
mm-hmm.
was none other.
Are you an avid LA Ink watcher?
No, but I just know this. I just happen to know things. Right. Things.
You're very worldly.
Sebastian Bach happened to have an appearance on it.
That's right, back in 2010.
Yeah. Yeah, you knew when I was watching it, yeah. So
I was living with you at the time.
Oh, right. Maybe we watched it together. We PVR'd it. And another person in this band, Jimmy Chamberlain, has a bunch of tattoos as well. I'm not sure if Dennis Fleming does.
Uh-huh.
But
me neither.
Or who the girl is in the band, but she might as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with a track by The Last Hard Men.
Okay.
And I'm going to go with the song Spider Love.
Okay.
Here it is, right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
All contracts between record companies and pop artists are exclusive. That means that for the duration of your time of your contract with them, you may not record for any other record company. The record company, of course, is not exclusive to you. They can record and release records by as many artists as it chooses. Unfair? Not really. The record company with justification feels that if it invests the time and money to break you, and if it takes the initial gamble on your talent, it is entitled to enjoy the fruits of its investment and not have you depart with your enhanced stature to a rival label. If you find this intolerable, your only solution is to become a classical musician or an opera singer.
All right, there it is. The Last Hard Men with their track Spider Love right there, where he's just ranting on the radio,
companies.
Yeah, I love that little rant because he did actually go in and become an opera singer for a little bit.
And isn't he, he is somewhat classically trained, is he not?
I believe so, yeah, perhaps.
Okay.
So he's got the rant there, probably from one of his contracts or something, where you can't just leave with your enhanced stature.
Oh, no, I freaking love that. You can't just leave with your enhanced stature.
No, the record company should get to, I forget all the words, but it's great, I love it. Anyways.
Oh, okay.
We gotta keep moving along on this special tattoo battle for okay. Mom's Tattoo right down the street here in sunny Waterloo. Uptown Waterloo, right on King Street, is where you can find both Mono a Mono Radio as well as Mom's Tattoo.
All right, so the next song that I'm going to play in this tattoo battle is from one of my favorite bands, probably my favorite band.
So should I start writing down
Frightened Rabbit? Yep. Yeah. And one of the tattoos that the lead singer Scott Hutchinson has is a symbol that is used quite extensively throughout in their album art and whatnot, which is it looks like a cross, like a Christianity symbol cross with an extra line going horizontally.
Oh, okay. Similar to the cyanide kiss guy, if I'm hearing you right.
Yeah, somewhat like that. He said, though, it's a meaningless symbol. It's got nothing to do with Christianity or Catholicism or anything like that. He's just, it's a symbol that they like and he likes, and he's fascinated by how that symbol evokes responses from people.
Ah, okay.
And so much so that I guess he liked it so much that he tattooed it on himself.
Wow.
So, fittingly, I'm going to play a song from their Late March Death March EP called Today's Cross, which has a very interesting video. It's got a modern-day Jesus in it who is trying to work up the gumption to write the next part of the Bible.
Wow. Okay.
So here we go. This is Frightened Rabbit with Today's Cross from here on 100.3 Sound FM. This is the Mono Way Mono Show.
Yeah.
There it is.
Frightened Rabbit with today's cross. Wow. See, we always finish each other's sentences. Yeah, it's crazy.
That sounded like a song if there's music in the
today's cross. There you go.
All right.
All right, man. What do you got next?
All right.
We got 19 minutes left until Bad Guy Radio hits the airwaves next on TDIT. Thank deities it's Tuesday. Fittingly that we just heard a song about religion.
That's right. Now, I'm going to get right into it here. We had him in the studio just a couple weeks ago, and I almost didn't recognize him because of all the new tattoos. Back in his Age of Electric days, he had just a few.
Mm-hmm.
Static and Stereo, I know he had, speaking of religious tattoos, he had the Mary tattoo on the inside of his forearm.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's just getting more and more. He's just getting tatted up. Actually, an interesting story. When we went backstage, remember, at the Static and Stereo concert.
Yeah, that's a good point.
They're... tour crew or tour managers were tattooing each other in the hotel room.
That's
and things
right.
Like
yeah,
that when we hung out with them.
One of their roadies had his own like tattoo kit. And
yeah,
whatnot.
and was just giving her to the other one.
He was just giving her.
So, who I'm speaking of? Oh, I guess I kind of gave it away with the bands, but
yeah.
Is Todd Kearns. And it was so fun having him in here to interview him. I can't wait till he comes back. He said he would definitely be coming back this way to Waterloo and hopefully play a show in the area. I'm going to go with a track off his Go Time album. We play this all the time and often end up singing along with it.
Yeah, we do.
This is Probable Cause right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono!
I've got a feeling, I got a probable cause. I took the long way home, took a number I was taking by force. Oh yeah.
There it is. Some Todd Kearns with his track Probable Cause right there on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono.
Nice.
We're getting right into it. These three song ones, we're ready to open the vault.
Wow, we are just flying.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to do a quick little recap before we do this knockout punch. DJ Ad-Rock here has played Cyanide Kiss, Led Astray, and Frightened Rabbit's Today's Cross, whereas DJ Steel has played The Last Hard Men, Spider Love, and Todd Kern's Probable Cause on this tattooed battle right here of bands that have been tattooed in support of Mum's Tattoo right here in Uptown Waterloo.
That's right.
All right, let's open the vault.
I might just go there to get my tattoo that I'm thinking of that I'll be getting in the next couple months.
You probably should.
I probably will.
All right, let's open the vault here.
All right.
It is now time for the Knockout Punch!
Access granted.
Nice.
All right, now, when we first decided upon this battle, probably the first artist that came to mind, or one of them, was a guy who was fairly extensively tattooed, and to go over all of his tattoos would just take forever. And that is the former lead singer of Sublime.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know that.
And in fact, the album art of their self-titled debut album has a picture of him with his back with Sublime tattooed across his shoulders.
Oh, wow.
So there you go. So working on a whole bunch of levels here.
Yeah, kind of like the tattoo you want to get where you get your name, Ad-Rock, on your forehead.
Right.
Yeah.
Except his at the time was for like advertising purposes. So whenever he took his shirt off, it was like, oh, what's Sublime? I'm gonna look, check that out. I heard a bit about this band. Must be good if
what?
That guy got his back tattooed.
If he had many, many tattoos,
yeah.
Then if they sold a shirt that was skin color with all those tattoos, that's they probably
great,
did.
That is a great idea. If Cyanide Kiss ever you know makes a comeback tour, maybe they should make those types of shirts for their bassist and all the tattoos he's got all over his body.
Yeah. No
anyway,
kidding.
All right, so I'm going to go with an oldie but a goodie here with my knockout punch here. This is Garden Grove by Sublime. And what are you going to play? Because we're going to have to
wrap
things
we're going
to
go right into
it.
Get
out of the way of Bad Guy Radio coming up.
I'm going to get into Rage Against the Machine track because their bass player, just like Cyanide Kisses, is just loaded with tattoos. He's even got the sleeves where it looks like he wears a wife beater, and it looks like it's got sleeves, but it's actually his just entire shoulder down partway through his arm is just black.
That's right.
Tattooed black.
All right.
So, there it is. Some Sublime right into Rage Against the Machine to round out our tattoo battle.
Thanks for listening tonight, Mono Amigos. Remember, head to www.monoamonoradio.com for the electrifying adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff and all other things Mono A Mono related. Have a great evening, and we'll see you next Tuesday between the hours of 8 and 10. Stick around for Bad Guy Radio.
We took this trip to Garden Grove. Smelled like a Lou Dog inside the van. Oh, yeah. This ain't no funky reggae party. $5 at the door. It gets so real sometimes. Who wrote my rhyme? I've got the microwave, got the VCR. I got the deuce deuce in the trunk of my car. Oh yeah. Don't fuck around with my dog. All that I can see I steal. I fill up my garage. Cause in my mind, music from Jamaica, all the love that I found. Pull over, there's a reason why my soul's unsound. It's you. It's that shit stuck under my shoe. It's that smell inside the van. My bed sheet covered with sand. Sitting through a shitty band. Getting dog shit on my hands. Getting hassled by the man. Making
crash on the freeway, then depressed every day, leaving without making a sound, picking my dog up. Finding roaches in the pot. Oh, all these things I do. Here waiting for you.
Now, no matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.